3. What actions do black men have to take to appear less threatening under normal circumstances, and how does COVID-19 exacerbate that?
Yeah, so I think there are a few important points. Black men were significantly less likely to engage in physical activity in predominantly white neighborhoods. And they then went through a signaling process, things like Aaron described, smiling when they are walking down the street or running down the street, wearing an alumni t-shirt, always waving at neighbors, running in well-lit areas, carrying an ID with them, things that people don't typically do when they actually go out to exercise. I mean, running a few miles is already difficult enough. That signaling process was something that is unique to black men, oftentimes, that we have always done.